Mama's homemade dress, Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. He was standing on the side of the road. Welcome back. That's Bob Dylan, and I'm Mark Steiner, and with me is Baynard Woods. Hey, Baynard, how are you?
Doing well, and I think you must have read where I talked about one of the things I've missed most while only listening to Baltimore music is not being able to go back to Blood on the Tracks, Dylan, so thanks for playing that for me.
It's one of the best. I'm still a Dylanophile, is that what you're supposed to say, or whatever that is? So what's happening in the paper, man?
Well, so one thing that I'm
the election guide.
Yeah, I'm super proud of our election guide. I think it's one of the biggest services that we're able to do for the city, really going through all of the ballot issues, all of the candidates, especially in some of the undercovered races. And we have spectacular double cover. It's called Face Off, and a double cover where we were able to do a double run where they alternate in the stands. And one has Hogan and the other one has Brown, both as sort of zombies with their faces coming off. and, you know, that's the thing that no one else can do, something like that. And so I'm really, really proud of David Dinkow did a spectacular cover for
us. I can't wait to see that.
Van and Ed did a great job at the at really breaking down the issues. We have a profile of the Green Party candidate who's got the first Green Party candidate in the state with to ever have an office, his own individual office. And we have a great story about the Jimmy John sandwiches. The IWW, the Wobblies, are trying to organize Jimmy John sandwiches down in the harbor. And Rachel Cohen did a really spectacular piece
the
on
Wobblies.
That. Yeah, so
I love it.
Yeah, and they're really some of the only people, I guess the only union that's really trying to organize fast food workers. And so they've been going out and having having demonstrations before the Ravens game, saying the Ravens have a union, so why can't we? And it, you know, it's a really good argument that they make.
So I just looked at the cover. the two candidates as zombies is really well done.
Yeah, yeah, this artist is great. We're really proud of being able to do that. You yourself are mentioned in a story also.
Oh my, what did I do
Evan
now?
Evan did a story on Peter Brune's Autumn Leaves series.
Oh, yes, right.
And a spectacular story on that. So I don't know if you want to say anything about the series.
Peter Brune, I think, is one of Baltimore's most exceptional artists and organizers. And he puts together these things. He's been doing many of them. This Autumn Leaves is where he gathered 49 people who were over 50. And pair them with younger people who do their portraits and come up and tell their stories. And he's one of the few people who gathers art in this town that crosses racial lines, gender lines, generational lines. And there were very powerful conversations going on. So and then they painted these portraits of all of us that are up. And I think the closing piece is this Sunday from 4 to 7. But, yeah, Peter's great. He's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
He's one of our treasures.
It is this Sunday. And yeah, Evan did a great job on the piece and ended up saying the same thing, that after our sort of call, you know, that we talked about last week on the show for more sort of integration within the arts scene, that you know, that piece, The Autumn Leaves, are those pieces really sort of does that. You know, another great, we've got a review of Lafayette Gilchrist's new record coming out, the Go-Go Suite. And I mean, it's his 9-piece band, I guess it is now, is just so spectacular and also really crosses all of those lines. But this is really, I've been hearing him play this music live for a while now. And it's all, he grew up in D.C. and so it's all inspired by Chuck Brown and the way that go-go and jazz really kind of overlap. And the amazing thing he points out to Brett when he's talking to him in the story is that the way that go-go is one of the last forms of regional urban dance music that's live instrumental, that's not just gone to beats and stuff, but that you still have a band out there, really, you know, sometimes multiple percussion guys and stuff. And it's really, Lafayette is just, you know, getting better and better.
Lafayette's one of the best ever and always has been. He's one of my favorite folks. And I love having him on this program and more. He's bloody amazing. So this, I think it's one of the centerpieces of your issue clearly has to do with, is your election guide. That's the centerpiece of this one, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's totally the centerpiece. That is every year, both for the primaries and then for the elections. This is part of what we really try to do is read closely into all of the ballot questions and into all of the candidates and where their finances are coming and stuff, so that you as the average voter don't have to. And you know, a lot of people, including me, would take this stuff into the ballot box with me because of the really just great work that Van and Ed are able to do on this.
So one quick thing, babe, before we have to roll. You did a piece on Single Carrot, the latest production?
Yeah, Yeah, yeah. So Single Carrot has a new production out that goes for another week, and it's a play about zombies. It's a sort of zombie apocalypse situation, and you know, it was a really interesting piece. It was a fun piece. I was slightly disappointed in that it didn't ever reach to being a profound piece. And I think it's partly that we are so used to seeing zombies with special effects and stuff on screen that it's hard to be in the room with the people doing this. That you'd imagine that, like, it would smell bad or something. And so, like, you don't really get any kind of sense of the desperation of the people in the room.
Well, I love what you do with the paper. Your reviews are always great. And let me encourage folks really to pick up this issue. Just pop open the box and take it with you. For those of our listeners here who live in Baltimore City, the election guide there is the best that's out there. So please check that out and pull it out. And folks, we want everybody to get out there and vote no matter where you live. It's really important, seriously important. Baynard Woods, thank you so much, brother, for being with us.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. Talk to you soon.
Baynard, senior editor of the City Paper. Thank you all for joining us here today, and it's been a really interesting program in the last couple of hours. Glad you could be part of it. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andrea Melton. Our intern is Sienna Greaves. You can hear this show again and podcast our shows and find out information about all of our guests and what they do and the work they're doing and how to contact the folks who are on this particular panel by visiting us at steinershow.org. You can also listen to and download all of our podcasts now on iTunes. And for Public Radio WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. This is what Barack Obama was telling us he was listening to when he ran for president. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.